Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our player ratings episode 4, Aston Villa 3, Newcastle United 0. It's the day after and I am absolutely still buzzing over the moon. I can't believe it. What a performance. I absolutely love this football club. So if you do too, make sure you hit subscribe on this channel, drop this video a like, and get involved in the comment sections down below. So let's go ahead then and let's have a look at the player ratings for Aston Villa 3, Newcastle United 0. So I think I'm going to do a bit of a first on this, and you'll probably start to see the pattern as we go on. You'll see the pattern. So first of all, thanks everybody who watched the fan cam. We had loads of new Villa fans on there, which was fantastic. The match reaction obviously is doing really, really well. And welcome to the player ratings. This is your chance to get involved, have your say. So do so in the comments, but also do it on our website, utvpodcast.co.uk. You want to go into Social Hub, player ratings. You can input your ratings onto our website and you'll get the average rating on the right-hand side. So let's kick it off then. Let's go. Emi Martinez, 3 clean sheets in a row at home. He made a brilliant save. He didn't have much else to do. His kicking, his distribution has come on tenfold. Quality performance. Absolutely loved it. He gets a 10. Next one, Ashley Young. Colossus at right back. He's played about 5-6 games now. And he's done fantastically well. It looks like he's living in an ice bath at the minute, which is absolutely amazing as well. Another solid performance, you know, up against pacey wingers. His know-how, his game management is brilliant. He was untroubled, didn't put a foot wrong. 10 for me. Alex Moreno down the left-hand side, left Trippier for dust at times. Defensively, when he first came in, I was a little bit wary. I always thought going forward he's tremendous. Defensively, he's absolutely amazing. So we're going to go with a 10. Konsa, 10. Mings, 10. The pair of them have looked the best they've ever looked. Nothing phases them. They've turned into ball-playing centre-backs in 3/4 of a season. Mings's blocks, tremendous, colossus, aerial dominance, 1v1 dominance, being dragged out of position, no bother, they're solid, they stand on their feet, quality. Then Donker coming back into the double pivot for the first time starting this season. Exactly what I wanted, a presence, a height, a stature, aggressive, does the easy things well, just mops up, gives it to the players that can get on the ball and do the damage. A 10 for me. Dougie Louise, absolutely remarkable. I can't say, there's no adjectives left on this player rating, to be fair. I've used them all already, but him and Gomez, there was only one that looked the better player out of the two at Villa Park, and that was Louise. Needs to be in the Brazilian squad because he's that good. He was quality as well. Emi Buendia, I've been a little, not negative, but I've been wanting more. Regular viewers of the channel will know that I've been asking for more from Buendia. I want to see a 90-minute performance. I want to see him strong on the ball. I want to see him dictating play. I want his spatial awareness good. I want his first touch good, his second touch good. I want to see his way to pass brilliant. He delivered on the challenge that I'd set him, and he was without the assist, like I said on the match reaction, best performance I've seen from Buendia in a Villa shirt. Because you know, we're talking about these high ratings in context of a game where the opposition are banging form. They're third in the league. They've won 5 games in a row. You know, they're an absolute winning machine. They'd only lost a couple of games all season. They don't concede many. But what we did to that team yesterday was nothing short of a demolition job. Alan Shearer tweeted it saying that fair play to Villa. No side this season has done that to Newcastle United. So this is why we should be praising our side to the top, man. To the top. John McGinn, I mean, I need 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 100 out of 100. Quality. Absolutely. First class. First class. What he had to do on Dan Byrne, you know, he was on him all game. He was turning. He was twisting. He was driving. His awareness to look up and know who was there and pick that pass. And the belief, the mentality to just keep going, to want to strive and do the best for Aston Villa was epic. Jacob Ramsey, 10. Again, what have I been saying on the player ratings? I want to see Ramsey, Buendia getting up to those levels. And that is the level that they should be at and need to be at week in, week out. Ramsey, first class. Watkins knows where the back of the net is. Lethal, clinical, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So happy for him. We'll round it off with a full house because even when Duran came on and he got that foul in that left-hand corner, I was just applauding him, man. I was like, go on, Duran. So the very first time on Up the Villa podcast for me, every single Villa player was 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 in the context of the game and what it meant. And that performance, that team performance, the lot of them were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love this football club. And I love how we are playing and what we are becoming. Because in this short space of time, you know, some of you know that I enjoy the weird things of watching things and what we get out of the games. Like sometimes Traoré bagged and, you know, I felt like he could do more. So I gave his ratings lower. Bailey, I'm very critical of. Ramsey, I can be critical. Whoever I can be critical of. But that for me was a complete Aston Villa performance. And if we can just bottle that up now and have that now for the next six or whatever games we've got left or seven games, then that is what's going to get us into Europe. No team in this league will want to be playing Aston Villa Football Club. Not one of them. Not one team, because that's what we can do. Shout out to Unai Emery again. Massive, massive praise, because again, Kamara's out, Cash is out, Bailey's out. Doesn't matter. It does not matter. And I spoke about it in the press conference reaction on Friday when I said, you know, Unai's mentality was, doesn't matter. Whoever comes in does the same as what the person who's just wore that shirt. And that's what we're starting to see. And it's just absolutely brilliant. And this is the Aston Villa that I have been crying out for in my whole lifetime. I'm 33 years of age. I've seen us win scrapple. We've been the plucky losers. We've been the XG merchants of battering United's at home, Chelsea's at home, Spurs at home. And the one fundamental thing when you walk down them steps of the Old End is you've walked out an absolute loser. And we aren't that anymore. We aren't that anymore. And we've shown that we can go toe-to-toe so far under Unai Emery with Spurs and win, with Chelsea and win, with United and win. We've beaten teams like Newcastle, who are absolutely flying this season. We're beating the teams that come at Villa Park and have 11 players behind the ball. We're breaking them down. We're patient. we are going goals down and we're coming back and winning games. We're going to places that we've got torrid records and we're beating them. We're beating teams that we never beat for 30 years. So the whole thing is absolutely amazing. And I absolutely love it. And I'm absolutely here for it. So just like this shirt I've kept, I've not washed. It doesn't smell. But I've wore this shirt now every single week. And we keep winning. We keep winning in this shirt. I can't take that down. I'm moving house. I've got no pictures. I've got a shit backdrop. But as long as we've got this, and we got this, and we got Unai, then we're only going in one direction. So thanks, everybody who has been supporting this fan channel and showing the love and commenting and subscribing. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe, drop the video a like. It's just absolutely, absolutely insane. And I absolutely love it. So the debrief's next, my favorite episode of the week. So stay tuned for that one. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. You know, just get on this journey with Aston Villa. Get on journey with the fan channels and everything like that, because we're going this way. We're going this way. Up the Villa. Come on. Buzzing FC.